All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about something that I think is really important and probably on a lot of your minds. And that is the connection between mental wellness and entrepreneurial success.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be looking at some excerpts from this this piece called The Benefits of Prioritizing Mental Wellness for Entrepreneurial Success. And I think this is going to be a really interesting deep dive.
I think so, too.
Especially for all of you out there, you know, building your businesses, chasing your dreams, all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, imagine, right? You're building your startup. You're putting every ounce of energy into it.
Yeah.
The hustle is real. But what if we told you that taking care of your mental health wasn't just some luxury, but like a secret weapon to actually reaching those goals?
I love that, a secret weapon.
Right. So let's unpack this a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating because, you know, we often celebrate this always on mentality. In the startup world, you know, we're always grinding, we're always hustling, but we rarely acknowledge like what that can do to us mentally.
Yeah, it's true. We wear those long hours like a badge of honor.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, you know, that kind of pressure cooker environment can lead to burnout, can lead to anxiety, all sorts of issues.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's like trying to run a marathon without stopping for water. You might make it to the finish line, but you're going to be totally depleted.
Exactly. And that's where I think this idea of mental wellness being a competitive advantage really comes in. You know, I always think about Arianna Huffington, and she's very open about talking about her experience with burnout.
Oh, yeah.
And how prioritizing her sleep and her well-being really helped her be more successful with the Huffington Post.
That's such a great example.
Yeah.
Because it shows you, you know, a healthy mind can be your secret weapon.
Yeah.
You're like, you can't make these big decisions when you're running on fumes.
Mm. No, absolutely not. And you know, when we talk about a healthy mind, that translates to sharper decision making. You know, when you are stressed and overwhelmed, it's like you're trying to see through fog. But when you're feeling balanced and clear headed, that's when you can really assess your risks, your opportunities, make those good decisions.
Yeah. And I think also too, like, you know, entrepreneurship is full of setbacks and rejections.
Oh, so many.
It's not all sunshine and roses like, you know, Instagram might make it seem.
Definitely not.
So having that strong mental foundation helps you weather those storms, helps you learn, helps you come back even stronger.
Resilience, exactly.
Yeah, resilience, exactly. But I mean, I think there is this feeling out there sometimes that the relentless hustle is just part of the game, especially when you're first starting out. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that perspective, but I really think it's a false dichotomy. You know, you don't have to sacrifice your well-being to be successful. In fact, you know, neglecting your mental health can actually hold you back. You know, burnout leads to lower productivity, less creativity, and can even affect your relationships, which we all know are so essential in the entrepreneurial world.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So, okay, mental wellness is crucial. We get it. But what can our listeners actually do about it? Let's get practical.
Right. I love that. Let's get practical. There are a number of really simple but powerful practices you can bring into your daily routine. And mindfulness is always a great place to start. Even just a few minutes of focused breathing can really help reduce your stress and improve your focus. There's a technique you can try right now called box breathing. Breathe in for a count of four, hold for four, exhale for four, hold for four.
Okay.
And repeat that for a few minutes whenever you're feeling overwhelmed.
I love that. Easy to remember. You can do it anywhere. But also setting boundaries is so important, even when it feels like almost impossible.
Oh, absolutely. And as an entrepreneur, setting boundaries might look like scheduling in time for yourself each day, even if it's just for 30 minutes, whether that's working out, reading a book, or just completely disconnecting from work.
Yeah. And, you know, I also think it's so important to normalize the idea of getting support, whether that's from a therapist, a coach. It's not a sign of weakness. It's an investment in your well-being.
I completely agree. It's like having a personal trainer for your mind. You know, they can give you tools and strategies to manage your stress, help you build that resilience and navigate all those crazy challenges that come with being an entrepreneur.
So really the key takeaway here is prioritizing your mental health is a smart move. It's not selfish. It's essential.
Yeah. You know, think about this. What if your next big idea comes not from pushing harder, but from taking a step back and taking care of yourself? What if your most creative solutions come when you actually let your mind rest and recharge?
That is such a powerful thought. And I think that's a great place to leave it. So thank you all for joining us for another deep dive. We hope that it's inspired you to really prioritize your mental wellness as you go on your journey as an entrepreneur. A healthy mind is a successful mind. And we'll see you next time.